everyone, and welcome to Florida Today's podcast. I'm Sarah Paulson. This week, we're going for some full-throttle fun with a little bit of heart in the mix. Now, before I get started, I'd like to remind everyone to click subscribe in the iTunes or Google Play stores or follow in the Stitcher Radio or Podomatic apps so that you never miss an episode. So this week, we're putting the spotlight on local performer Jeff Pappas of Vieira. If you've been out for a risque ladies' night recently, you might have caught his act. Pappas, you see, is an exotic dancer. Yep, since Channing Tatum bared almost all for the Magic Mike movies, those in the exotic dancing industry have gotten the biggest boost. That stigma that used to surround it really isn't there anymore. Nowadays, getting a front row seat at Male Review or hiring a male stripper to perform at Aunt Martha's birthday party isn't as taboo as it used to be. For Jeff and his team, being exotic dancers is more than dancing for dollars. Their show, 50 Shades of Magic, combines elements from those Magic Mike movies and that, you know, 50 Shades of Grey flick that flaunts kinky sex and fantasy. Fantasy. If anyone can play the ultimate role, it's gotta be exotic dancers. Pappas calls 50 Shades of Magic a full theatrical production with routines, a storyline, characters, and men who want to connect with their audience. So let's get the skinny on what it's like to be a male stripper from someone who lives it. How did you get involved in, how does somebody get started in a career in the exotic performing arts, shall we say?
Interesting question. Mine isn't so exciting. I was into bodybuilding and I was competing in bodybuilding, and I was out one night and I had somebody come and who owned a company. And this was just for private parties, doing bachelorette parties and birthday parties, and girls that wanted something a little more spicy for their party, for their friend. And so she asked me if I wanted to start working and making a little extra money. So while I was competing in bodybuilding, I decided to do that. And things kind of evolved from there. This was up in the Northeast, and then I had an opportunity down here in Florida. So I moved down here to Florida and started dancing with the Male Review teams, and I've danced with different Male Review teams over the last few years. And we just got together with this group of guys, and every group, you know, you have five or six guys, and you're in a van together, you're in a hotel room together, you're on stage together, and everybody has a different personality. And you know, when you're spending all this time on the road, you really have to choose which guys you want to spend 23 out of 24 hours with. So over time, got together with a few guys that, you know, were in and out, and now we have a really good team of guys and they're all good guys. It's just with the different personalities, the group that we have together, you know, it's about six of us that travel together all the time, and we get along really good. We do everything together. We're at the gym together, we're practicing together, we go to lunch together, we go to the beach together. So it's a really family type thing, and it has to be that way. And that comes out with our performance on the stage. We're all working together, nobody's working against each other, and we're working together to, you know, bring out the best show possible for the fans that have bought a ticket to see us. Our show is a high class, full production, on stage, theatrics show. So it's the same thing as seeing a Broadway play. You know, we're doing everything up on the stage. It's all the routines. It's not one guy up there just taking his clothes off like some people think. I mean, we are actually doing an event. It's more than a show, it's an event.
So what goes into getting a routine together or a show? Like, try to take me through a day or a, you know.
Well, a day is we wake up in the morning. We wake up pretty early. We have to get to the gym. That's the first thing we do. We get to the gym, you know, in the morning, and we get that out of the way. Then we grab some food and get something to eat. And usually we head over to the venue, wherever the venue is. We're usually in the town by the time we do all this. We get to the venue and we're there a couple hours early. The show is about 2.5 hours long. It's full production. So if you've ever done a 45 minute aerobics class or boot camp class, we're going 2 hours straight. After that, we sign autographs and take pictures with our fans. We pack everything up, and we usually head on to the next town, which could be 3 hours away or it could be 12 hours away. There are times that we get to the next town. We drove all through the night. We get to the next town just in time to get to the venue and go in and do another show. So our schedule is that tight.
Wow. And you have to work out and practice pretty much every single day?
Or do you... Once we get the routines down, then our practice is when we're on the stage. And we just, you know, we review it because we're doing it every night. And a lot of times we're doing two shows in the same night. So once we get done with that two-hour production, we have about 45 minutes to put our Velcro clothes back together and do another show, usually right at the same venue. But sometimes we go down the road 30 minutes away and we just throw everything in the car and head to the next show 30 minutes away and same thing. So it could be a 5-hour night just in aerobics classes.
Wow. So what are the perks to being a male stripper? Sure, thousands of ladies want to be the ones to rip your shirt off. And if you're really good, you're going to reel in the fans and plenty of dollar bills. But Jeff explained it's more than that. Sure, having a job that requires you to stay in amazing shape might not be so bad. I can't imagine having a job where I'd say, oh, excuse me, I need to go work out because I'm required to be hot. But seriously, he gets to learn a bit about human nature on the job and how to help people just decompress and forget about their problems, if only for a little while. But the best part, he tells me, is being there for the ladies.
I was a medical student.
Wow.
And I got into doing this, and this seemed to pay the bills, and I enjoyed the crowd, and so I did this full time. And it really is learning your craft. It's just like being in the medical field. It's just like being a construction worker or a carpenter. You have to learn your craft, and that's what we do. You have to learn the routines. You have to learn how to interact with the crowd. You have to believe what you're doing. If you are James Bond on stage, you have to be James Bond on stage. If you believe it, they're going to believe it. If you don't believe it, they're not going to believe it.
So what's it like from a performer's point of view to, you know, with the audience, and I can't wrap my head around that. Tell me what it's like from when you're the one who's up there.
It's our job to take them away from whatever is going on, whether it's bills, whether it's, you know, a loved one is sick, whatever it is, kids, whatever it is, our job is to take them away for 2 hours and bring them somewhere else. And we take them with our routines. We take them all around the world. We do a James Bond routine for the movie that just came out 6 months ago, whenever it was, when the movie came out. We do a James Bond routine. For all the firefighters out there, we do a fireman routine, Michael Jackson routine. So whatever it is, we take them all around the world, all these different places, just from sitting in their chair. So they do get their ultimate Las Vegas experience at one of our shows.
Okay. Do you do an Adam Levine routine by any chance?
We do not.
Darn it.
But that might be in the future. We can talk later.
What's the reaction when you talk to, like, people meet you on, you know, on the street, or even telling your, how did your family take it when you told them what you were going into?
My family was okay with it.
Yeah.
They understood what it was about, and they know me, and it depends. If I meet somebody on the street, it depends, because a lot of times I meet people on the street and they say, hey, you're the guy from, and they saw me, so really no explanation necessary.
So after the initial interview in our studio, we put Jeff in front of the camera. And I'll admit, I did look over his khaki-colored outfit and striped dress shirt thinking, I wonder if that's a tearaway suit. And does it double as a legit suit for weddings and other social events? But, you know, being the entertainment that he is, Pappas was a natural in front of the camera with Florida Today photographer Tim Short. And my friend and fellow reporter Jennifer Sangling threw some questions in there too.
When you're performing at the DAVs and the American Legions, like, they're really rowdy, the seniors, the women and all that stuff?
Yeah, not rowdy as far as, like, you know.
No, but I mean, like.
Yeah.
What?
They're crazy. They're fun. They have fun. You know, it's.
Who's the oldest?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I remember I had one lady. I don't know how old she was, but she pulled out her. She had a mastectomy, and she pulled out her pad for the bra and jumped up around my waist. So I was holding her, and she's swinging it around.
Oh my gosh.
Gosh, we have the ladies that come in the wheelchairs, and you know we bring them up and you know, dance for them and lay across their lap. And
I was gonna say, how does one position themselves across a wheelchair?
and walkers, and yeah, they're having a great time. And we you hear so many stories that their husband left them or their husband died or, you know, this, that. I mean, so many sad stories that get to, like, kind of take them out of it. And they, even somebody that, like, their boyfriend just broke up with them and they're just heartbroken and their friends brought them to a show and they just want to die, you know, and then, like, you kind of find that out and they really don't want to be there. It's just their friends drugged them out, thought it'd be great for them. I'll go over and talk to them. And they have somebody that, I mean, maybe they look at it as somebody greater than life talking to them, but I'm just looking at it as, you know, I get to go over and talk to them, hear their story, say, well, you know, this, that, the other, and you have this, and, you know, you have kids, and, well, you know, your kids this, kids that. And by the end of the conversation, it was like, okay, well, now I know why God put me, you know, there in that position. So that's how I look at everything. And I think the team that I have, they look at it the same way. And that's why our shows are so much better than these other shows that are out there. And people always say to us that, you know, you guys are so personal. You know, you guys can perform really good. So can the other guys. But you guys are so much more personable. And the other guys just kind of came, took their money, and did raunchy stuff.
All right, we admit, some of the stories Jeff told are probably best left off record. You know, there can be a dark side to being an exotic dancer. And if you're not careful, a ladies' night out could turn into a sketchy one. But Jeff and his team play it smart. They're solely focused on being entertainers and making their clients truly feel that the night is all about them. And who doesn't like that? That strategy seems to be working in their favor.
What is the most surprising thing you have discovered in this line of work? Like something completely unexpected?
Oh, wow. That reaches so many spectrums. Years ago, we're back doing venues and arenas, and, you know, things are getting pretty crazy. This is when I was with other teams and different groups and stuff like that. And, like, I think back to that, and I'm like, wow, how did it evolve? And I think it says something about us as people. And how did this evolve into having different charities come and ask us to help them raise money? Like I said, our biggest one is anything that has to do with the military. But then we've had Toys for Tots, you know, for the kids, and we've had breast cancer, and just on and on. Like, they come to us. We've done things with animals, humane societies and stuff like that, you know, different places in the country, and they come to us, say, hey, can you help us raise money for our cause? And, you know, here we are, like, really, we're just strippers. That's how people look at us. So I think that's a big surprise. I think it says something about us as people and the guys on my team. It says what kind of people they are. And I can only speak of my team, that different organizations are coming to them, no matter what it is, whether it has to do with kids, military, you know, whatever. And they're coming to them and saying, hey, can you bring your show over here? Because we believe that the people that donate to our charities would come and see your show and would help do something good. So I think that's kind of a surprise looking back over the years of what direction I thought this would go in or didn't believe it would go in.
It seems a lot more mainstream now. Like it's, whereas it was kind of taboo maybe 10, 20 years ago, I mean, it doesn't seem to faze anybody. Girls' Night Out. We're going to go to a male review.
Yeah, Girls' Night Out. And it's just, I think because it is more mainstream, and I think that there are more full production stage shows out there that they know more what it is rather than what a couple of guys sitting at a bar saying, oh, those strippers, they this, they that, you know, then. I think they know now, like, what it's really about, and that when they come there, you know, they're coming there to have not just a night out, not just a show, but an event.
Business is good for Jeff and his team. They're able to book many events that give back to the community. Sometimes the charitable organizations reach out to him. It's always a great surprise when that happens, because to him it just shows how far society has come to accepting exotic dancers. Here he gets animated just talking about his act. Jennifer and I were supposed to be quiet as Tim Short shot photos, but, you know, sometimes we girls just can't help ourselves. And we are reporters after all, so it's just in our blood to keep asking questions.
So where does one buy tear away clothes or the outfits that you guys wear?
We have a seamstress in Cape Canaveral. So she does all of her costumes and her breakaways and all of that stuff. So she makes our thongs and our boxer briefs and all that stuff. So yeah, she's right over here. right over here in Cape Canaveral. So you just find somebody that does it. And now she really has to, it's not just sewing something up. You know, she's had, I guess, 20 years experience, maybe even longer experience, you know, in the business of alterations and stuff like that. And I have to go over there and she has to fit certain things and of course, fit them right. Too much material, too less material in certain costumes, and she has to make adjustments. It's not just putting something together. It really is. It really takes talent. She does really well with it. And then we have costumes that go over top of costumes, so they have to be bigger, but still form-fitting enough to where you don't see the costumes underneath. So when we take those off, we go into something different. And so,
what are the most popular costumes?
Fireman, military, cowboy. Those are the most popular.
Photojournalist isn't on there.
What are the weirdest ones you've seen?
That one.
Weirdest, we do a nerd act.
You do a what?
A nerd act.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, when he strips out.
What is
like
a
Clark
nerd costume?
Yeah, exactly. Like a Clark Kent.
Oh, okay. I was
thinking, happens to be a journalist, by the way.
There you go.
Yeah. I was thinking Revenge of the Nerds, so that's why I was...
Oh, like Booger?
No, not Booger, but now that's a mental image.
Carlos Man of Love, that's another kind of... That's a funny one. Girls, just that one's funny. We'll get the bartenders or the guys that are working the door, and they see Carlos Man of Love, and they are cracking up. It's hysterical.
Now I got to see a picture of Carlos Man of Love.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, that's
how would you describe that? What is
Carlos Man of Love is the guy that thinks he's God's gift to women.
So it's more about the attitude than the outfit.
The outfit helps.
Yeah, I think most of us ladies have met our own versions of Carlos Man of Love at some point. I'm all for limiting future interactions with such a character. Unless he's sporting a tearaway outfit, then I might reconsider. You can read more about Jeff Pappas in Florida Today and see a video of Jeff on floridatoday.com and on Florida Today's mobile and tablet apps. Thanks for listening to Florida Today's podcast, part of the USA Today Network.